Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Thanks for continuing to be with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you have been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. And we got the highly intelligent couple, Pierce and Jane Howard, with us. Dr. Pierce Howard and Jane Howard, his partner in business and in life. And they're with us right now. They're the co-authors of the Personality at Work, and I don't have their book in front of me. The Owner's Manual, that's it. I remember now, the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and they're here with us right now. Pierce and Jane Howard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Hi, Pierce. Hi, Jane. It's good to have you guys back, as always. You know, Jane, 2008 is a challenging year for some people, and one of the things I like to talk about a lot is what I call the odd couple of small business opportunities and challenges. And what I say is the only difference between this year and last year and this year and next year is the relationship between those two. But it seems that in 08, maybe we got a few more challenges than opportunities sometimes, and that creates an extra stress level, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, Jim. And because stress is such an important part of personality, it's important to know our natural inclinations and to know what an abnormal situation, such as this year's business year, can hand us on a plate and how we handle it.
Are you saying we should categorize our stresses?
I think we should.
Huh, interesting. You know, Pierce, let's stick with that for a second. I got another thought, but let's stick with that. Talk to us about categorizing our stresses.
Are you talking to Pierce or to me?
Either one of you.
You brought that up. You follow through with it.
Go ahead.
There are a variety of stresses. There's the stress of meeting payroll. There's the stress of having to let an employee go because we just don't have the cash flow. There's the stress of trying to market our product when we are a very small company. I mean, there are a variety of business-related.
Now, every one of those stresses are stresses all the time. That's what I meant when I said about the odd couple, because see, to me, the reason I think people ought to take 08 or any year where the economy's off in stride is because we have challenges and opportunities every year. Good years, bad years, they're always there. It's the relationship between those two, isn't it? I mean, it's the stresses. Isn't it the ones we should be really watching are the stresses that are different, that are maybe above and beyond this year than normal?
Well, let's back up a minute.
Okay.
What is stress? Stress is what happens. It's the feeling that happens when something gets in the way of a goal that you're trying to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a small goal or a big goal. I mean, if you're doing care for a parent in decline while trying to get a college degree,
yeah,
that's stressful. The parent care interferes with the goal.
So it's just like a speed bump.
And that's a big goal. On the other hand, a small goal might be trying to get to work on time when your partner wants to have another romp before you get out of the house. So stressors in and of themselves are not bad things. Stressors can be good things. It's just that they keep you from an immediate or a long-term goal, and that's what's stressful.
Mm-hmm. And so the personality, it's important, isn't it, to understand how your particular personality deals with stress, right, Jane?
Absolutely. That's where we're coming from.
That's the issue that we're going to try to solve today, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, Pearson, this is where I was going to go a minute ago. it's been interesting in my long life and long career in working with people to be able to see the people, how people react differently to stress. I mean, some people, you know, eat it up, chew it up, and spit it out like it was nothing. And some people fold up with the least little bit of stress, like a bad souffle. What do you think, Pierce?
Exactly. And there is a thing called a set point for stress. A set point. And in fact, with our Big Five model of personality, there's a score called need for stability. And on a 100-point scale, if a person has a high score on needs for stability, it mentions if they're the kind of people that a flea bite's going to send them into overdrive.
Exactly, and I know
whereas
those people.
If they have a very low score, it's going to take a major catastrophe to get their attention.
If you have a high, if you score high on need for stability, stay away from small business. 20 till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Across the vein of night, the cuts of battles here at night, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine, a slogan, let its shadow stretch and land on either side.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back from the Innocent Age album, by the way. I recommend that album to you. Whatever I can do to promote Dan Fogelberg's music, even though he's gone from us, it's good stuff, I promise. Jane and Pierce Howard are with us, ladies and gentlemen. They're longtime members of our Brain Trust and just couldn't do without these guys. They help us understand something that I think is mostly overlooked in the marketplace, especially in managing employees, hiring and firing and managing people and helping them to be the best that they can be. And that's this concept of personality. Pierce, we all know what personality is. I mean, we all talk about it. Oh, that person's got a great personality, or, you know, that radio host, he had no personality, or whatever, you know. We use the term, but we really don't know that much about it. And the topic today with regard to personality is stress. And if we're hiring somebody to do a job, I mean, it's hard for me to imagine any indicator that we need to pay more attention to with regard to personality than stress, especially if we're hiring them for a small business. What do you think?
It depends on the nature of the work they're going to be doing as to whether or not it matters how they handle stress.
Pierce, I'm going to disagree with you. If you are anywhere near a small business and you can't handle stress, at least some level of stress, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, particularly in the owner's position.
Yeah.
The classic profile of an entrepreneur is a person who tends to be impervious to stress. Just water off the duck's back.
Mm-hmm.
And the same profile is true of a salesperson and of a manager, and they all three have that in common. They can take setbacks, they can take rejection, and they bounce right back. They tend to be very resilient. It doesn't get to them. If it does get to them, then the best thing that they can do is to look for another job that's lower in stress.
Right. Right.
Because that's what I said. It matters in their particular role within the company how they handle stress. You can hire a person into a small business as long as the role that they have within that small business is relatively low stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one example is if you have the luxury in a small business to hire a customer service person, or if you have somebody who's going to double as a customer service person and perform another role at the same time, it helps with customer service to have someone who is susceptible to stress. You want somebody who's not so resilient,
mm-hmm.
somebody who's reactive, because when the customer has a problem, you want your customer service rep to get upset.
To empathize.
You want them to get angry that they weren't served well.
You want them to
worry about it and make it right. You don't want them to tell the customer, "You can't get that way from here, ma'am."
So how do we want
that kind of reactivity, mm-hmm. and the customer perceives it as good service.
Right. So, Jane, how do we get to that? How do we find, how do we help make sure that we're putting the right person in the right peg in the right hole?
Well, first of all, we need to assess their personality so we know.
Yeah.
Very consciously, we need to choose who we want for specific roles in our small business.
And you can't do this with just an interview, can you? I mean, I'm not that good.
Most people aren't. And these days, so many people prepare for interviews, you think they're all coming out of the same cookie cutter.
Like central casting, right?
That's right. They videotape themselves. They know how they're going to answer those important questions.
But the assessment doesn't lie, does it?
No.
Tell us what an assessment would look like. Give us an example. I know you guys do this, don't you?
We do this. We actually have an online assessment of personality, and we, ahead of time, profile a job. We come in and talk with the business owner. What are the responsibilities of this job? We have some generic profiles, but it really depends on the environment, and it's important that we actually know what the job entails, know what the competencies are that are involved in the job, and then we're able to profile it, and then you administer it to people who want your job and see who comes closest to fitting that ideal profile you've created.
And so what you do is you, if I understand it, you tell the person, or you tell the profile, or the person managing the profile for you, that you know, you're hiring a salesperson, and here are three candidates, and you let all of them take the profile test, and then you come back and say something like, okay, this person would be good in sales, and this person, you know, might be, and this person, forget about it.
Absolutely.
Regardless of anything else, this profile will tell whether they can handle stress or not, won't it?
It will tell us.
Yeah. Folks, this is very important because, Pierce, I've said many times before that one of the greatest challenges of small business owners, one of the two big ones, marketing is one, and the other one is human resources. And we need to raise our level of professionalism, and this is one of those ways to do that, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Now, let me give you a couple of rules of thumb.
Will you hold those rules of thumb to the next break, next segment? Give us
rules
the website.
Rules of thumb for managing stress.
Okay. Give us the website before we go, Pierce.
www.centax, that's centax.com.
And they can see some of your profiles there and examples on your website, can't they?
Yes.
All right. Stand by, folks. Check that out. Centax.com. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, right back with Pierce and Jane Howard. We're back. It's 7 till. There's that little band from Texas, that little old band from Texas, ZZ Top, bringing us back. And my websites, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, and lots of stuff there, folks. smallbusinessadvocate.com, and of course askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. Their website is Centax, centacs.com. I encourage you to go there, check that out. They can find out more about your books there, can't they, Jane?
That's right, Jim. We have both of them featured.
Pierce's book is called The Owner's Manual for the Brain. And the one that that Jane wrote and Pierce helped her with, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Both of their names are on the book, folks. They're both outstanding. And, you know, I've said this before, Jane. I know you hate it when I say this, but I feel this way, folks. You need to keep this personality book on your desk. It doesn't need to be in your bookcase. You need to have it and put it on your desk and use it as you manage people. It's absolutely outstanding. The five-factor model, Jane, is a world-changing thing to understand, isn't it? It's a life-changing thing. When you see the five different factors of personality, and so, folks, I encourage you to check it out. Pierce, I haven't forgotten about you. You've got two things you want to tell us, right?
Yeah, there are two rules of thumb for managing stress. The first one is, if you realize that all stress is goal interference, it's something that's getting in the way between you and something you want to do or achieve.
A speed bump.
Yeah. You have a choice. You can either modify your goal or change your goal and replace it with something else that is less susceptible to the stressor at hand, or you can try to get rid of the stressor. For example, if you're trying to run a small business and get a college degree and care for an aging parent all at the same time, one of the things that you might do is to change from being a residential student in a college program to being an online student. Mm-hmm. And that would free up a tremendous amount of time and enable you to get your education when it's convenient. I mean, I've had people in online graduate courses that I've taught who did all of their work between 11 at night and 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And did it online. And I've had people taking online classes that had two babies, one baby on each knee, while they were typing on their keyboard. So you have to not necessarily complain about what life is throwing at you, but maybe sometimes you can modify your goals to accommodate what life is throwing at you.
Right.
And that's one rule of thumb. If when you have a stressor that's getting in the way, one thing that you can do is to get rid of the stressor, but the other thing you can do is to change the goal.
Mm-hmm.
The other rule of thumb is
right.
What you do about the stress when it occurs. And there's only what happens when you get stressed is your body pumps cortisol into your bloodstream. And cortisol is a poison. And over time, it will cause you to get sick. And whenever you have a big stress episode, the cortisol is going to stay in your system for up to 2.5 days.
You can stress yourself to death, can't you, literally?
Exactly. And you know there's only one way that you can get rid of that cortisol. It's not by drinking. It's not by eating. It's not by sex. It's not by sleeping. It's not by reading a book. The only way you can get rid of that cortisol is through aerobic exercise.
Hmm.
And that's why it's called the fight or flight syndrome.
Right.
That poison is what enables you to run from the Bengal tiger in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we need to do in the 21st century, we don't have to run from a Bengal tiger, but we have to run from an irate customer or that tremendous stressful situation at work. And the best time to take the exercise is as soon after the most stressful episode as possible. And for most people, that's later in the day,
not first thing
in the day.
Yeah.
If you exercise in the morning, then when you have stress during the day, that poison is going to stay in your system until you exercise next, which would be the next morning. And that's not good for your system. So
you know, need sometimes
to exercise after the stressful portion of the day so that your body can be toxin-free in the evening and overnight. And
you can sleep better.
See, as a small right. business owner, Jane, it makes me want to do my business sitting on a stationary bike, riding it all the time. Riding it all the time. Hey, that's good information, folks. I hope you're paying attention to that. And this is the kind of stuff that Pearson Jane does all the time, and I encourage you to understand more about personality, especially with at work with the people that you work with and work around. Pierce Howard, Jane Howard, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Pearson Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. I encourage you to check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from New York City. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.